brought to you by Penguin.
How to catch a mole and find yourself in nature. Written and read by Mark Hamer. Prologue. I'm a gardener. I've been catching moles in gardens and farms for years, and I've decided that I'm not going to do it anymore. Mole catching is a traditional skill that has given me a good life, but I'm old now and tired of hunting, trapping and killing, and it has taught me what I needed to learn. To protect their livelihood, mole catchers have always kept their knowledge hidden. I don't want to let that tradition disappear, so in this book I'm going to tell you about the behaviour of moles and how to catch them, should you want to do so, and a little about what you can do instead. Wrapped around this tradition is the story of the mole itself, and also of my life as a mole catcher, what that life was like, the long route to getting there, how it affected me, and why eventually I decided to stop. I feel some conflicts about stopping. To the core of my being, I love the life that I have been given. A life that encourages a passion for nature, for its functional beauty and its violent, brutal energy, even for its decay. It has been a reflective life that has affected my view of the wider world and how we live in it. It changed my relationship with myself, with my personal history, and with my family. So here there are fragments of my life too, and some of the things that led me to becoming a mole catcher. Each telling of any story seems different, and this is true of my own life. When I was 16, I left home and started walking. I walked for about 18 months and lived wild with the animals and birds, sleeping under hedges, in woodlands and on riverbanks. I will try to be as truthful as possible about this too, but not all the facts are clear. There is much that I can't remember. Sometimes the two stories of mole and me seem to be inextricably intertwined. There are echoes and reflections. But the dance between these two vague tales has become a way of living that I find simple and beautiful, and has given me everything that I could ever want. I wonder about truth and what it is as I chase it around and play with it. Recollections rarely come in chronological order. Memory wanders in the darkness, and the harder I try to remember, the more it seems to dissolve in front of me and take a different direction. As soon as I start to examine a story with anything more intense than a sidelong glance, it shifts in reaction to the scrutiny, reconstructs itself, and then changes again. Like looking into a kaleidoscope. The colours are identical, their patterns slightly different every time. Their detail constantly changes, yet the picture remains true to itself. All the facts that I recall easily are just high points and low ones, bits remembered, only because they have some emotional impact or connection to something seen or remembered. They are like a string of pearls. Tarnished pearls that have been shut in a drawer and rarely taken out. As I pull them out and look at them, some of them are missing, and life seems like mostly string without a pearl in sight. And then a cluster of them appear, tangled and out of sequence. There is no certainty there, and yet I will try to unravel the strands. Often I do not disturb myself with language and I just look and enjoy. At other times words come silently creeping in on insect legs. Some start to build a nest, develop a theme, a twig here, a bud there, so I let them. I like to write bits, tiny bits of stuff that fly by like leaves, insubstantial, scattering and could be gone if I didn't grab them out of the air. Bits of ordinary stuff that I see and that I can hold in my head in their entirety, like individual memories or the fragments of pottery that I find in the molehills. Here, alongside and flowing sometimes in and around the simple yet often bizarre facts about how to catch a mole are these fragments. Sometimes sharp, sometimes smooth, written for the most part while wandering across a field with a bag of traps. Telling the whole story of the life of a mole is equally impossible. Hidden in the darkness, his story is created from myths and a handful of observations passed on from person to person. Each with their own point of view. The moles, like us, are deeply mysterious creatures, and we will only ever catch a glimpse of their truth. What things seem to be matters far more to me than what things actually are. What they actually are is unknowable. I don't like that prison of hard and cold facts.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?